Welcome to the Companion Chapel Everyday Bible Study Broadcast. My name is Mike, coming to you from the Great Lakes area of beautiful Ontario, Canada, on this gorgeous January 20th, 2023. Coming right up, it is the fourth seal, trump, and vial. You don't want to miss this. This is so easy. It's playing out on the world stage right before our eyes today. So it's the easiest thing for us to understand in the here and now. As soon as you want to understand this. If you want to understand the seals, trumps, and vials, you have to understand this. No horses or monsters are going to come out of the sky into our troposphere with some mythical character riding them with bows, arrows, swords, flamethrowers, burning up our front lawns and trees, and burning our skin, leaving sores. Like these artist portrayals and pseudo-Christian Hollywood depictions are blasphemy. God's word. Just open the book and let it speak for itself. It's simple. But please first consider your part in the many-member body of Christ. The Companion Chapel is a registered nonprofit ministry. Get involved in this ministry today. Help glorify, magnify, and broadcast God's saving word with whatever God-given talent you have. God expects you to use it in the many-member body of Christ. Now turn with me in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 6. And here we go with the fourth seal. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice from the fourth. Now, this is living creature, because we know the translators just maliciously threw in the word beast in the Bible hundreds of times. In fact, 336 times from 20 different words with 20 different meanings. They just threw the word beast in. It must have just been the word of the day back then, or their slang, throwing beast. This word beast here is zoon. It's a living creature, one of God's living creatures on his throne, is protecting cherubs. I heard the voice of a fourth living creature say, "Come and see." And talking to Johnny here. And I beheld and looked, and a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto him over a fourth part of the earth, that's all encompassing a planet earth, north, west, east, south, to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. Same verse, well, back-to-back verses, and this word beast is this here, Therion. Go with the etymology of the word, how it was built, biblical usage, a dangerous system of things that hunts you down. It's a destructive trap. It's You have to disengage yourself, disentangle yourself from this trap. In the book of Daniel, which is just an overlay of the book of Revelation, well, Revelation is an overlay of Daniel, he uses this distinct word here in the Hebrew, an ongoing operating system of things. And that's what we're talking about here. That's what the beast is. It's not a mythical creature coming down out of the sky. Let's go over this quickly. A pale horse. That means pestilence. Now, in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus Christ tells us all things. He goes over these trumps, seals, and vials exactly the same way Daniel went over them in chapter 7. And we're talking about number 4 here. He told us the first thing. Do not be deceived. There will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be famine, and that's caused by the worldwide economy. And this one is education informational. He says he calls it pestilence. Now, it couldn't be called a pandemic because a pandemic is an infectious disease. A pestilence is a fatal epidemic of lies and misinformation to try and coerce you into thinking something. This is none other than the global media right now. Now, we're going to prove this because it's playing out on the world stage right now. And I'll use one example later. A pale horse. That's pestilence. And his name that sat on him was death and hell. Death is just another name for Satan. It had to be death and hell because that's a fatal epidemic. If you have your spirit, that's your psyche, infected by misinformation, it's going to create a gruesome, noisome sore on your soul. Those two words are evil, evil sore on your soul. And that was the first seal. That was the deception. Who is your religious authority? And that's a great question to ask, and we can talk about that perhaps another time, but people need something to believe in. And because the churches of today are so destitute of truth, you're lucky to find a church today that can teach you the first pages of the Bible, which science has now proven. There's a timeline on the first page of your Bible dating back 14,000 years, dating back billions of years, talks about the Ice Age right on the first page of your Bible. It couldn't be any clearer. But to find a church that can teach that and run that timeline right up to Adam and Eve in the year 4005 BC, you're hard-pressed to find that. That's the religious authority, which should be coming from God from the pulpit. It's been desecrated. It's just destitute of truth. And that's the most unfortunate thing, because these preachers and pastors today, you only have one book to learn. Just one book. And the seminaries have been infected. What is the seminary? The seminaries of today, they teach churchosity. Now, I might be digressing a little bit, but they teach how to give sermons on human merit, human endeavor, human experience, human entitlement. And they skip over this love letter from your Father to you. He wants his children back with this simple set of instructions. The churches can't teach it because the guy behind the pulpit can't teach it. Judgment starts at the pulpit. And why is that? Always remember the unique light givers from page one of your Bible. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the greater of the two unique light givers. But God made, that means God prepared this world, this short flesh age. Consider the affairs of time, infinity back, infinity forward. In this little short flesh age, he prepared it to get rid of evil, to get rid of all this misinformation that causes evil, that causes the fire, the internal passion of the mind, which creates attitudes of obscene entitlement, fueled by ruthless, unadulterated greed. Satan defiled the sanctuary. He is the lesser of the two unique light givers, but his light is still shining onto people. It shines right off your computer screen. It shines right off your telephone. It shines right off your television. We're talking about our psyche here that absorbs this information. We'll be talking about entropy, information theory, and the laws of thermodynamics. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So as you're using your energy during the day, 80% goes to metabolic function. What about the other 20%? It's in your psyche. It's your psychological response. It relates to the process of the mind. Don't allow it to get infected, or you'll end up with a scattered energy. Psyche is just a Greek word that they translate into spirit. That's your spirit. That's your reactive attitude that motivates all actions. Mankind will never understand how the mind emerges from the brain to form a consciousness, to form your reactive attitude that motivates all your actions, your personality, your character. That is the intellect of your soul, of your life force. The Bible is very clear. Your life force is in your blood. That's where your soul is. It's written many times throughout the Bible. But what about your psyche, your spirit? That energy doesn't create heat. That energy goes somewhere when you die. That's the laws of thermodynamics. It cannot be created or destroyed. And then when we look up into the sky, quantum science, physics, I love science. I study countless science journals and medical journals for years and years and years. And true science, not Netflix science, not Hollywood science, not Facebook science, not YouTube science, real science. Looks up into the sky, these quantum science physics scientists, and they've determined, is it matter or is it energy, the universe? Well, it's energy. That energy has the diminutive, authoritative power over all matter. It keeps me sitting in this chair. It keeps you sitting there. It keeps things together. It keeps this planet spinning at the same velocity that we learn about on page one of the Bible 365, 24/7 around the sun. Like, if that energy didn't have a consciousness, it'd be just a scattered universe. That consciousness, in the beginning, wisdom was there before the first atom was formed on the highest part of the dust of the earth, when the whole universe was a pulverized dust. God's letting us know through Proverbs 8, I became a consciousness. I created. That's beyond our current perception and understanding of physics. Get over it. It won't be for long, because as soon as you die, us, spiritual beings, me and you, going through a human experience, that energy, our psyche, our psychological response, it goes somewhere. And make sure it's not a scattered energy. Make sure through the laws of entropy, information therapy, that the information that you're allowing yourself to be exposed to every day isn't causing confusion or the hashtag uncertainty that we've heard about in the last couple years. Uncertainty, consternation, division, disorder, stupefaction. God said, I will send you strong delusion. If you want it, you go absorb it. That's your free will. I will send you the spirit of stupor. God said, right in the Bible. If you want to have your face glued to a screen or hang out with people with scattered energies, with no inner peace, with never a linear progression towards the truth, which only the Bible can give you, answers every logical and moral objection known to mankind. Once you get those traditions out of your head that cause this scattered energy, you become born again. That means, okay, I have to learn this from scratch. I know a little bit, but I have to be careful that it can be documented in this word and the threads that run through the Bible. Create a glossary. That's God's trademark stamp of validity. He loves you. This is easy. This is written in the common pen. But the information causes stupefaction. And that results in the structural characteristics of the outcome. The gradual decline into disorder. This seal, Trump and Vile, are wide open. Now watch what this causes here. Death and hell. It will kill you. That's why Jesus Christ in Matthew 24 said, it's pestilence. It's a fatal epidemic disease on your soul. Never mind these flesh bodies, okay? Like, every one of us is going to die. Possibly tomorrow, the next day, a couple years, a couple months, or a couple, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20, who cares? You're going to die. We're done with the human experience. We go back to our spiritual body, and our Lord Jesus Christ will be there. Hey, you still have a scattered energy. You're still conceiving things. Remember Matthew 24. Jesus Christ said, woe to those with child that give suck in those days. Can you imagine? It's got nothing to do with a mama and her little baby. We're all feminine in the Bible. God is looking for a virgin bride. Jesus Christ has to present that virgin bride. That means spiritually we're not conceiving and devising anything. You know what? I'll let Psalms chapter 7 let you know what I'm trying to talk about. Always open the Bible and let it speak for itself. Always be careful about commentaries. And don't be a commentary bandit like most of the preachers and pastors are today. Here's what we're talking about conceiving something. Behold, he that travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. Your energy has been distorted and now it's scattered. Like when an individual does not have a linear progression towards the truth, they get a scattered energy. And these are settled science. The theory of information entropy. The laws of thermodynamics. This energy goes somewhere when you die. And we're continually adding to it every day. Be very careful. Now let's get back to Revelation chapter 6. Death and hell. Well, that's where you go to die. In the nether parts of the earth. Ezekiel chapter 31. People will be saying nakam in the Hebrew. Nakam. That word is onomatopoeic. And it means they're in sheer utter grief and mortification of the soul because of their own free will actions into the nether parts of the earth, which is hell, where there is no praise or presence of God, do not end up there. Do not get dragged up in this rake that's going around the world. Hell followed them. Power was given unto them over a fourth part of the earth. That's east, west, north, south, all encompassing of earth. Satan is the prince of the air. Read the book of Ephesians for yourself. To kill with the sword. Now what comes, you know, you see, you know, people running around and making all these documentaries. And this is what scares potential Christians away. It's pseudo-Christian Hollywood depictions and artist portrayals of the seals, chumps, and vials. Like even as a little kid, there's no way something's going to come down out of the sky, swinging a sword and burning us. Like, am I going to wake up one morning and the front lawn's going to be burnt in the tree? I'm going to, oh, that must be the third chump. Or the second chump, or the first. What do you talk? That's just beyond all reasonables. That's ridiculous. Always use the glossary that runs through the Bible. What do these words mean? It's one thing to be hung up on your lexicons, and I got a bunch of lexicons here. Okay, that's what the word means, how it was built. That's one thing. But biblical usage from the New Testament trumps all that. You have to think there was no Greek writers of the New Testament, but it's written in Greek. Therefore, they would have Hebrew thought patterns, and they were scholars of the Old Testament. And so we follow this. What is the sword? This God's word is a sword, written of in the book of Ephesians. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Your spirit, that's an intellect of your soul. That's God's Holy Spirit. Has the diminutive authoritative power over matter, and it has entails wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, and strength, which is the truth. And the truth is a great separating force between right and wrong, good and evil, and heaven and hell. It's a spiritual war, as it's written, Ephesians 6:12. And with hunger, yeah, people hunger for the truth, and that's all there is to it. And with death, it will leave you spiritually dead. Now, this word death and subject means subject to die, about to die. Biblical usage, how was this word used? Jude 16. Great glossary here. If it wasn't for this book of Jude, I don't know what we would do. Whose fruit withereth, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. That's what you produce. It all starts in the internal passion of the mind. That's your thoughts, your intents, and your actions. Twice dead. And with the beast of the earth. Yeah. And this is the word beast. With this dangerous system of things, you have to disengage, disentangle yourself from this dangerous system of things, which is, here's Satan's four not-so-hidden dynasties. This is rich white man's construct right now. Now let's go. Now remember that the seals reveal the details of the source of the tribulation we're going through right now. This is wide open. And this, the fifth seal, trump and vial, culminates, and you're going to be fascinated by how easy it is to understand. The six is not open yet. That's when Satan comes. And he sits where he ought not. And he's not there yet. But everything's lining up for him to show up. And he comes in peacefully and prosperously. But these four culminate in the five. And the fifth is open right now. And that's the easiest thing to prove. The book of Joel. And the events going on the world stage today. Right before our eyes. Now the trumps reveal the details of the actions. So just go over to chapter 8, just a couple pages away. And to the people who write me emails and say, no, it's the trumps first. No, the seals first, then the trumps, then the vials. And they're not concurrent. So what? Jesus Christ comes three times. Satan comes three times. All these things happen three times. John could only be shown so much in one shot. It's like if you're watching a documentary or a movie. Hey, it pieces together at the end. You show a little bit here, and then your mind makes up a glossary. If it's a good movie, it's like, okay, I understand. Oh, that happened back then. Okay, that's because of this. These all run concurrent. John could only be shown so much at one time. Okay, where is the fourth trump? And here we go. And the fourth angel sounded. Here's the actions of the tribulation. And a third part of the sun was smitten, a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, and a third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. The night likewise. Well, the night doesn't shine anyway. So what are we talking about here? This is very easy. Now, third part always refers to us, the one third that fell. The stars, it's Kaab in the Hebrew. Job chapter 38, verse 7. All the stars sang for joy. All the angels, the hosts of heaven, the sons of God, as it's written, where the terminology goes through the Bible, all the same. All the angels, all the stars, all God's children sang in exceeding joy, in exceeding happiness. The whole human family in totality. Stars means bright, shining life forces. That's us. It's me. That's you. We're supposed to be walking as children of light. Then go to Revelation 12:4. One third of the stars followed Satan. The one third always refers to us, me and you. Yeah, we fell, and God gives us a way out. And when we recognize our problems, confront them, and correct them, with all our problems have the same common denominator. All our problems that God has kicked out of a place of peace beyond our present comprehension to pass once through the matrix, born innocent of woman, so that we could come to terms with what's inside of us that is not conducive to a place of peace beyond our present comprehension. All our problems have the same common denominator, egotism. I have it. You have it. We all think we know better. Until we submit with an unquestioned obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, we surrender our entire existence over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Willingly, we pray, please cleanse me of everything that is offensive to you in your kingdom, everything that is corrupt to you in your kingdom, my Lord Jesus Christ. Everything of the darkness. That's what this verse is all about. Everything of the darkness. Please cleanse me. I submit to you with an unquestioned obedience. Please saturate me with your Holy Spirit. Please saturate my heart with your love. Please hold my hand, my Lord Jesus Christ. Cover me in your veil. Wrap me in your vesture. You are my shepherd. You are my rock. You are my only stability. You are my fortress, my high tower. You are the truth. You are the light. You are the way. You are that great separating force between right and wrong, good and evil, and heaven and hell. Now, to understand this verse, smitten means pounded. What's giving off light? Okay, the sun's a reflector. So keep this in mind. Let's just go to Isaiah 5:30. There's so many places in the Bible. If we were sitting here having a Bible study together, we could go over this for hours and hours and hours to understand this. But let's just go to Isaiah chapter 5. Verse 18, woe unto them that draw iniquity, that's moral perversion, ethical corruption. This is what iniquity is, spiritually dead, socially corrupt, that draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin, as it were, with a cart rope. Like you have a cart load of sin and you're dragging it along. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light. Here's your key here coming up. And light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. And we're not just talking about elected world political leaders. We're talking about these billionaires who are clearly running a shadow government. And they're over in Davos right now. And what are they talking about? They're highly motivated, extremely intelligent. They have billions, even trillions of dollars at their disposal. And what are they talking about? We're talking about dark times here. That's what we're talking about. And we'll get onto this later. But they're talking about misinformation. They're talking about disrupting distrust. They're talking about having battery passports so they can monitor everywhere we go. What's going on here? We're going to talk about who these people are. They're wise in their own sight. They completely ignore God. There's no praise or presence of God there whatsoever. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink. Now we know through the book of Isaiah and other prophets, they're not drunk on booze. What are they drunk on? They're drunk on violence. Proverbs 4:17. It doesn't matter. Either make money or make the world a better place. To them, it's a no-brainer. They're just going to make money. They'll invest in anything as long as there's a return. It's all these philanthropists who think they're so smart. And they are selfish smart. They're not thinking about the human family. They impact invest. They make money back off of it. The one Uncle Bill there and his foundation, where did he make the most money? Where does most of his money come from for that foundation he has? Uncle Bill's vaccine. Pharmaceutical interventions. I'm already thrown to the bottom of the algorithms. So if you can hit that like and subscribe, that would really help. Because there's 800 million videos on YouTube. And there's over 37 million channels. So just consider this, if you're watching this, it's a miracle. When I see there's 10 people that have watched my video, I'm just like, that is just a miracle. But woe unto them that are mighty with strong drink. Wine of violence. Now, what are we talking about here? How does this relate to this Trump? And in that day, they shall roar against them, that's us, against God's children, the peculiar people, that's me and you, like a roaring of a sea. They're like a sea of people roaring against us. And if one look unto the land, behold darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened into the heavens thereof. When they invest their money, whether it's through BlackRock, and who supports that? Just as make money or make the world a better place. All's fair in business, even child labor, labor exploitations, human rights violations, environmental rights violations, as long as they make money. That's these people. That's the people over in Davos right now. This is a dark time, is what's being said here. Anything that gives off a glimmer of hope is being attacked and falsified. I've been kicked off several social media outlets. And what did they try and tell me? They said I'm spreading disinformation. They're just absolutely lying. And then I got one. I want to quote this if I can find it. It was something about saying that they didn't agree with the truth or something like that. I have to find it. I don't see it right now. I didn't highlight it, but it's irrelevant, right? Maybe I should edit this little piece out. Edit. Okay, so here we go. Everything that's giving off a glimmer of hope, as it's written in John chapter 9, for Jesus Christ even said it himself, is getting pounded, attacked, falsified. And what's it getting falsified by? Psychological warfare through obsessive messaging. The mainstream global media creates an obscene mob scene. They create a mob scene mentality through obsessive messaging that gets into your psyche, into your spirit. It's psychological warfare to get you to think a certain way. Look, okay, let's just read the result here, and then we'll maybe do a quick comment and do a little wrap up, because this is just too easy. It's going on right before our eyes. And the saddest thing is we got a whole bunch of Christians out there waiting for monsters to come out of the sky. Like, the best students I have are atheists, because we have the best conversations. We talk about science. We talk about things. We think about things. We meditate on things after somebody says something. That's a good point. That's a good point. But with the Christian people around here, or that come on and comment, not the YouTube comments, but just like in my email, it's like they're so full of egotistical hate. You can't document this anywhere else. You can't see it on the world stage. Then you're willingly ignorant, as it's written in the Bible. And I pray for you people, Christians, you're right there. We went over the seven churches, only two churches pass. There's rules. God has instructions for us. He that turneth his ear away from God's laws, God's instructions, even your prayer will be an abomination. That's the saddest thing. That's just horrible. If you can't see this playing out on the world stage right now, and you're waiting for monsters to come out of the sky with flamethrowers and swords, you're making a mockery out of Christianity. That's why there's so many pedestrian Christians and pseudo-Christians. Holy Roller, we're holier than that. Come to our church, Michael. Can you teach me the first page of the Bible? No. Do you want to know it? Oh, 6 days and it was 6,000 years. I'm out of here. Right? Like, doesn't matter. I'll sit there and teach the Bible if you want to learn it. And I don't ask for nothing. I live in grinding poverty. I don't even care. I'm going to do this till the day I die. The fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Now, if we go back to number 8, it looks like God blocked out the sun, if you want to read it like that. And then what would happen? We're only on the fourth vial, fourth trump, fourth seal. If God blocks out the sun, we're going to freeze. And that's how the ice age happened. The sun was blocked out. No photosynthesis could occur. Ice made it to sea level at the equator. Can you imagine that these Great Lakes here were only carved out, science says, 14,000 years ago. Yeah, the sheet of ice to carve out those Great Lakes. Like, the Great Lake is only a few miles from here. Huge. Ice made it to sea level at the equator. When the sun's blocked out, life ends on planet Earth, and the sun was blocked out for hundreds of thousands of years. Science even says 2 million years, the ice age, and it just receded 14,000 years ago. That's on the first page of your Bible. There's a divine timeline there that you would just love to hear. You'll never hear it in a mainstream church. Ice to sea level at the equator for hundreds of thousands of years. The sun was blocked out. It wiped out a super species like the dinosaur. And so if you want to engage yourself in mainstream information, then there's lots of stupefaction videos and documentaries and TV shows on evolution, which is an impossibility. It's not a probability. It's an absolute uncertainty. We're talking about information here. Education. Don't allow your psyche to be corrupted by lies and misinformation. And they're going to use the same lies to tell other people that they're lying. Furthermore, since I got this far on evolution, if evolution were true, there would have to be an infinite array of fossils and remains at every minute stage of transition from the single cell to all the species we see now and all the species that have come and gone. Those fossils and remains do not exist. Never has a species evolved into another species. There's evolution amongst a species, like we... There's a better word than evolution, I forget. Like, we evolve as a species, but never into another species. Like, we evolve from mankind, from the canoe to the shipping liner thing, cruise ship. We evolved from walking to driving. We evolved from fighting each other with, sticks and stones and stuff to nuclear weapons. How's that for evolution within a species, never into another species? Now, I know I get carried away on that because I got another email about that the other day. And I'm just saying, why don't you just study with McGill University, Columbia University, Berkeley University, and study the true science? Because all that science... chemical analysis, archaeological analysis, paleontologists rely on interpretations of incomplete sets of evidence and data. So they try to weave together data and observations with theories and hypotheses, and then they will sell that to mainstream media or Hollywood, and they make all these documentaries which caused the stupefaction of God's children. God will send you strong delusion. God will send you spirit of stupor, as it's written. It's written in the Bible. Be careful. If you want the truth, God sent the truth. He sent his only begotten Son, first and foremost in importance, most precious in the universe. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the truth, is the way. Now let's get on with this one here. Now we're back in the fourth seal. If the sun was smitten, if people say, oh, the sun's going to be blocked out. Yeah, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to freeze. Like, and we're going to freeze in a very short amount of time. That's not going to happen. Even though it says one third, we already went over what that means. Here, the sun's going to scorch us. So obviously, we're not talking about planet sun there. We're talking about the light. And where's the fourth? Excuse me just for a minute as I'm looking. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. And power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. There's so much. Scorched from sunup to sundown with bitter disillusionment. You can sit and watch the global media all day. And you can watch them. They lied through this whole pandemic. Let's talk about the New York Times lying and lying and lying. You can't. Listen, a guy like me will sit around. Okay, if there's a... I was very interested in mRNA, messenger ribonucleoacid, and deoxyribonucleoacid a long time before these COVID-19 happened, and I was interested in the research, and I always read data report packages on new pharmaceutical interventions, and the data report package for this particular spike gene therapy, I can't say it because I'll possibly get kicked off YouTube, was missing any gene toxicity studies, any reproductive organ toxicity studies that did not have this key thing to prove efficacy, which just means efficiency, efficacy. There was no control placebo study group. They've come out and admitted it doesn't stop transmission. It doesn't stop contraction. Well, I can carry on here. This isn't my rabbit hole. I have a lot of information on it. I'm a Bible teacher. But they knew that. And everybody, I suggest, should have known that. But this is very convincing, this education system. Once you understand entropy information theory, where you're getting your information from. So let's just talk about the New York Times here. Why are they over in Davos? Why is Arthur Schlesinger, the chairman and publisher of the New York Times, over in Davos talking about the clear and present danger of misinformation when they lie to us through this whole pandemic? And they damn well know, because they know. Because the Pfizer executive, Gene Small, came out and said what I knew all the time, and so did many other people, guys like Russell Brand, guys like people from Redacted, guys like Dr. Malone knew it doesn't stop transmission. It doesn't stop contraction of the COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2. How can you say efficacy? How can you say that somebody's viral load is higher than somebody who didn't get that pharmaceutical intervention? It's impossible with no control placebo study group. It was all lies on their data. The same way they lie about evolution, they lied about this. You have to watch the lies of this Satan's big mouthpiece dynasty here. All these sinking as one, culminated in the fifth. And the fifth one is the most fascinating one. What is Arthur Schlesinger, a billionaire? What's he doing over there? What about Kathy Kinsbury, opinion editor of the New York Times? If they're over in Davos, then their mandate has to their narrative has to reflect the mandate of the World Economic Forum, which is a fascinating argument. Go on their website and check it out. Read and read and read. Get off mainstream media like this New York Times and Facebook, just destitute of truth. They suppress the truth. Understand entropy information theory, how it works with logarithms into algorithms, how they suppress the truth to get people to think a certain way. Meta is a major word used in the original language Greek manuscripts. Meta is used as a preposition denoting accompaniment within your very psyche. Like, they're right there. Satan's greatest trick is to fool the whole world into thinking that he does not exist. And he's doing a great job. Look at the mob mentality that this misinformation and lies puts out. And they're still pushing it. And people still fall for it, which to me, I can't understand. David Galley's reporter for the New York Times, talking about why we need battery passports. That means everywhere you go. So he goes, no, you've traveled far enough this week. You've bought enough gasoline this week. Like, they just want to monitor you for what? They're trying to say for your convenience, it's for control. It's just for outright control, because they're over there. The World Economic Forum is talking about world governance, a one world currency, a digital currency. And it's not my rabbit hole, but this is what we're talking about here. Jesus Christ told us all things. That's why he called it pestilence. This will kill you. It'll leave you with this noisome, grievous sore that's evil, evil sore right on your soul. All these things coming together right before our eyes today. It couldn't be any easier than that. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. Companion Chapel is a registered nonprofit ministry. You can contact me at companionchapel@gmail.com. I would like you to do that. And you could at least like and subscribe and keep these videos going. When I see 10, 20 people watching, when there's 800 million videos on YouTube, I think that's just the greatest thing. Come on out here to the Companion Chapel homesteading community. I have 77 acres of land here. Gorgeous land in Bruce County, Ontario, Canada, right by Lake Ontario, or Lake Huron, with the Saugeen River running through the back. We're going to make our own independent food system here. God's peculiar people. This is our way out. God tells us a way out. Hey, it might not be convenient. You have to disentangle yourself from rich white man's construct, from these systems. So you can feel an inner peace start to sink in. You can be alone with your thoughts. You don't need a screen. You don't need a phone blasting information at you all day. Independent food system. No chemical fertilizers here. Whatever you want to do. If nobody shows up, nobody shows up. A couple people are showing up. I see a trailer out there now. And let's just see what we can do here, Companion Chapel. Yeah, they want to call us dissidents. They can call us whatever they want. We're God's peculiar people. That's me, that's you. I can say I love you without knowing you, the same way people can hate each other without knowing each other. I want to thank you very much for watching. Have yourself the greatest day, and bye for now.